Ah, so it is good day to you, huh? We introduce ourselves. Our name is Aronda. It's very good to see this wondrous cryon sitting right next to us. You know and understand that all the energy that is coming this way, we are reflecting back to each of you. And as that energy comes back to each of you, your heart chakras will be opened, all the little cells of your body will pop open, and you get to show your insides. Huh? Don't you think that would be good? You see, as you see from Cryon's energy, from Lee Carroll's energy, the scientific focus of your own intention is exactly what is happening right now. Your intention is creating your reality. Your intention is creating your world. Your intention is creating whether you are happy or sad, or whether you are crying or hurt, or your back is hurting, or your bladder is hurting, or anything else. Your intention is understanding that. That is why we are indeed asking you to be aware of every single thought. Now, in the olden days, before 2012, it was your brain sort of connected with that energy. Now it is the thought that is coming through your heart that is creating that energy. Your own thoughts are like a purchase order to the universe, yes? And you always want to put everything you want on your purchase order, yes? You don't even have to write it down any longer. You see, with that energy, that is why we are asking you each to become aware of what your intention is. Now, we know that your intention is to live a wonderful, joy-filled, laughter-filled life, yes? How many of you do that 24/7, eh? Well, there's no hands up. How could that be? That is your intention, yes? So we're going to ask you to do a favor for us. Would you do that? Good. We want you to be aware of your thoughts. You see how huge of an impact it has on the world, yes? Your thoughts are felt in Israel. Your thoughts are felt in India. Your thoughts are creating the reality of this world. And we've asked our sweet vessel, Marilyn, to have a bracelet. She'll talk a little more about that another time, to remind you of the intention when you are clearing out the energy, when you are having a thought about yourself of, oh, I can't do that, or I'm not big enough to do that. You go into meditation, and in your meditation you think, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and you think, oh, no, I don't know how to tap dance, and you want me to be a tap dancer? Yes? Well, this bracelet is a reminder for you to keep your thoughts on the positive aspect, that every time you think a negative thought about yourself, we're going to ask you to change your bracelet. Now, you can get one here, or you can intend any other bracelet that you wear. And anytime you have a negative thought about yourself, or about someone else, or about your job, or about the fact that you don't have a job or you want one, or about if you are retired, which we don't believe in retirement, why would you want to get tired over and over again? We believe in changing the universal language and call it repassioning, to bring your passion back over and over again. So every time you are thinking a thought that is not your passion, you change your bracelet onto another wrist. You only have two. And your objective is to wear that bracelet every day for 21 days on the same wrist. Now, you change it 20 times in an hour, don't beat yourself up. That reinforces that, yes? It took the Vessel Marilyn 120 days to not have a negative thought about herself or about others. So trust that this is your power, your heart chakra, speaks to your brain, which comes out your body and into your field. So, dearest beings of light, we ask each of you to open your heart, to clarify your energy, to accelerate and accentuate what is your intention. And as you do, that intention is going to create the reality of this planet. You see, it is only the Lee Carroll and the Vessel Marylands energy of being concerned about how they're going to ask the question as to what you do, huh? And that energy created those people to come closer to them. Now they don't care about it, so those people don't hardly ask any longer. You see, your intention is the most creative life force on this planet. Take a deep breath and breathe that in. We are an activator. If we have time, we'll activate a bit later on, maybe with a couple of swords of light, of selenite swords, maybe not. Maybe you'll get to come tomorrow and we'll activate everything that is in your highest good to be activated. Take another deep breath. What are you choosing? Your breath carries that vibration. That is why all those spiritual teachers say, take a deep breath, huh? You cannot breathe into the past. You cannot breathe into the future. You can only breathe right here, right now. So take a deep breath again. We are so completely honored to get to sit next to Lee Carroll and the Cryon that we are present in our breath, in our joy, as we are reflecting you. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. As you sit there, let the wind of truth blow through this room. For the message you just heard is the message of spirit, not of one human being. It is the collective that speaks to you just as it does now. The subject is the power of the human being. Is it possible that what you think will actually then change something inside you, or even better, inside others, because they look at what you've created? Is it possible that the consciousness of a group of human beings could change that which is somewhere else? The very physics of something somewhere else? The answer is yes. We have given you the mechanics of this so many times. But I want to give you something else to think about. It's not magic. It's not wishful thinking. It has to come from someplace inside you that is often a mystery. It's a mystery that we wish to clear and have been wishing to clear and have been working on with you for 26 years. God inside. The power resides inside you because you are a piece of the creative source of the universe. God inside you is a theme that has reoccurred over and over from the first ancients on the planet who studied that which was ethereal. It is the conclusion that they came up with thousands of years ago before there was any organized religion. That inside you is the creator. The indigenous of this area, they knew it. If you look at their profound ceremonies, the first thing they did was to greet their ancestors. Their ancestors carried the wisdom, not only of the past, of the ancients, but of Mother Nature, God itself. This is not just a wishful theme. This is real. And I'll tell you something. The degree at which you will have success, either changing yourself or that which is around you through compassion, the degree will completely and totally rest on how you work with this concept of God inside. If there is no energy inside that is a creative energy, then everything you're doing is just words. It's almost like you threw them against the air, hoping they would work. Can you sit there a moment and feel the kindling inside you of eternalness? And here's what I mean. Old soul, you know you're old. I'm talking to the youngest among you here, listening anywhere. You know you're old. So old, perhaps you participated literally with the creation of the planet. You've been here over and over and you feel like it. You know and feel a wisdom of the ancients of the past that is you. I've said it before, you are your own ancients. And if you then will agree with this and see this as a possibility, you'll say that the only thing that would allow that would be that you're hooked to the system, a beautiful system of creation, of return, of benevolence, of love. Hooked to it, you're part of it. Inside you, there is a spiritual engine that asks to be found. And before you can then implement any of these things, we ask you to go there and cognize it, believe it. Even say to yourself, dear spirit inside, I thank you. I am part of you. I'm part of this system. And through that system, my consciousness is part of God. I am the creator of my own life. I am the creator of energies on this planet. I am God. And some of you will react and say, that doesn't sound right. It sounds egotistical. It is not. For you to claim the love of God is not ego. For you to claim that you can then change your own habits, your own health, that's not ego. That's power. That is power in love. We have asked over and over for you to consider, is the man in the chair the man in the chair, or is he channeling? And if this is indeed coming from the other side of the veil, you should feel it. And if you don't feel it, then you should ask whether it is correct and right and give her allowance to feel it if it's there. Your whole body is waiting for you to give instructions to you. That is the way it's always been. That's free choice. You have free choice to climb into a box of your own reality, never open the door, and leave this place never hearing anything. It's the free choice. There's no judgment when you walk out. We said it before. You'll walk out with the same number of loving angels who want to take your hand. You may never give that permission. Or you might. Now's a good time for you to see that. That free choice is beautiful. It doesn't ask you to join anything. It just asks you for allowance to see what's there. Allowance to see what's there. Is that too much to ask? And if you were to do that right now, dear spirit inside me, allow me with my biology, is this true or not? A light, awareness, awakening, call it whatever you wish, often begins with that. There are those sitting right in this chair, like my partner, in this room, all over the planet, who can talk about the moment they did that. Is this real? Is there more? Sometimes you're at the end of your string, as they say. You've had it. Sometimes you're on your knees. You're saying, there has to be more. Dear Spirit, show me. And then suddenly something happens because you're at the end. You're worn out. It doesn't have to be that kind of an awareness and awakening. You can just do it while you sit here in joy in your life, saying, there has to be more. I want more. Show me. And that is permission with free choice for the God inside to wake up and say, I thought you'd never ask. How many of you listening to this voice understand the profundity of that? That's the beginning. It's the beginning of everything. It turns the key in the lock of awareness and lets you see what you can do. And the rest is a longer life, healthier body, and joyful spirit. That's the promise of God inside. It has to start there. Tonight we'll give you a message that we've wanted to give for some time. And it has to do with this very thing. Can what you think change the planet? I'll be back. And so it is.